Greetings, friends. Thank you for joining me today, Father Ron, on the Breaking Open the Word, 18th Sunday of Ordinary Time. And here it is, Gospel of Luke. Jesus told them, "One's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." And then Jesus told them a parable. "The land of a rich man produced abundantly. And he thought to himself, 'What should I do? For I have no place to store my crops.' He said, 'I'll do this. I'll pull down my barns, build larger ones, and I'll store my grain and my goods there. And I'll say to myself, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich towards God." Thank God I don't have any money. This is one time I'm actually happy I have nothing in the bank. Anyway, folks, thank you for joining me. And a special shout out to all our Jesuit brothers and sisters. Today is the feast of St. Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits, the Society of Jesus. So thank you and blessings upon you and what you do for God and for the church. Wow. And now the very opposite of St. Ignatius of Loyola, Brad Pitt. A little better looking than Ignatius, but not in the same league at all. Brad Pitt, maybe you know this, just bought a $400 million house on the California coast to be able to get away. Another $1 million house somewhere to get away. Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, he just recently built, I think, like a $900 million yacht that was so big they had to dismantle an entire bridge to get it out of the waterway out into the open water. That's too much money, okay? But stories like this of the rich and powerful, there are plenty in our society. So imagine my shock when I recently read about a young woman, maybe you've read this too, with two kids, I think it was Kentucky, who was the very opposite of Brad Pitt and Jeff Bezos. Struggling to feed her two babies, her children, after her husband left her, and moving from shelter to shelter as a place to, you know, call home, she was given a single lottery ticket, but from a stranger, like, "I don't have any money, but here is a lottery ticket." 3 days later, this woman and her two kids, they became millionaires. Well, actually, a millionaire. They just won $1 million. So not Brad Pitt kind of money, but to her, to me, it would be unimaginable. And do you know what she did with all that money? She first went to all the people and places who reached out to help her over the years and thanked them by giving them money and smiles, of course. After that, what did she do? She delighted people shopping in various stores around the town that she lived, the Piggly Wiggly, the Walmart, and just went through and started giving $100 bills to people for no reason, just $100 bills. "Here you go. Here you go." She was like Oprah. "Look under your chairs." Oh my God, can you imagine? I mean, she recklessly, irresponsibly, and, well, kind of pathetically started to lose everything of that $1 million that she was given. And her response, she said, "I was so happy for the first time to finally give something back to all those who were so kind to me and my babies." I thought of this lady, hearing the line from our gospel today where Jesus says, "For though one may be rich, One's life does not consist of possessions. This lady's joy and happiness was not in receiving the $1 million. It was in being able to give it away. And in so doing, was actually winning a very different kind of lottery whose prize is a spiritual one, filled with blessing and favor and unimaginable joy in a kingdom that is beyond our comprehension, that Jesus talks about over and over again. When we think of being rich, you know, we think of the Brad Pitts and the Jeff Bezos and the Rupert Murdochs of the world, people like Elon Musk, where wealth is defined by possession, by how much you have stored up. And the vacation homes, the mega yachts, the spaceships, they're all blessings of such incredible wealth. And here we are reminded in the gospel today from Jesus, not that being rich is bad, having money is not bad in any way, it's a blessing in itself. But that wealth God sees has nothing to do with those kinds of things that are temporal, the spaceships, the homes, the yachts. The possessions that matter to God are more aligned with the spirit that is deep within us, in that Kentucky woman that wants to not have blessing, but be blessing. And whether you have lots of money or very little, whether you're well connected and powerful or just an average Joe or an average Ron, what God desires, it's what any of us desire who have bank accounts, interest. How much are you making with your investments on what you've earned or been given? What additional blessings are coming from the principal that's sitting there in the bank, that's in you, that you look at every time you look in a mirror? Not how much do you have in that account, but how much you're making on investment in what you've been given. You know, friends, it's why we have this great thing called Communion of Saints in the Catholic faith, a reminder in a very real way that great interest and fabulous wealth can be had from actually very little principle. It's what we celebrate every December 25th, is it not? A young, poor, really nothing of a little girl who had very little in the bank, as it were, herself, forgotten, invested that little bit that she called herself, said yes to a God, and who did something with it that in the end brought about, well, I'll never forget a couple years ago when we were here at the God Minute struggling to keep going. You know, we had no idea when I started this 3-4 years ago, no idea the cost and the investment it would take putting out a daily podcast like we do. It still blows my mind. My gosh. And with more and more people, praise God, joining and praying with us, the more help I needed in putting it together. And that's when, if you remember, those of you who have been with us for a while, I asked you, this is maybe 2 years ago, something like that, for the first time, I asked you to consider helping and giving a donation, a little donation, just to keep us afloat. Now we do it every November for just 1 week, Angel Week. And at the time, though, asking that, one of the very first donations that came in, I'll never forget it, it was from a beautiful soul out west in New Jersey, or out east, I mean. Sorry, I'm not good with geography. Out east, who was, she was readying for retirement, I guess, from a very lucrative career. And she just out of the blue gave us $5,000. What? I was dumbfounded. I remember just staring at it like, this is crazy. And guess who felt like they just won the lottery, you know? But since then, this same woman has given that same amount over and over again. And I had the opportunity to thank her personally, and I was so touched because in her coming retirement, you know, that she's been anticipating and working towards all these years, she said what she was so looking forward to was finally being able to help others in a way that she never could while she was working. And just reading her response in that email, I could feel the joy and the passion in her words just talking about it, the excitement of finally being able to do something in a kind and generous way, as I'm sure she has before, though, but in a more full-time way. At a time and place in her life where most people deservedly serve themselves after a lifetime of working in retirement, she's thinking and dreaming of ways to serve others, as she has with us, no doubt. How lucky are those grandchildren of hers, you know, to be given such an example of the true meaning of wealth. Man, talk about an inheritance, right? And, you know, because of her, this woman, this generous soul, and so many of you, oh my gosh, who continue to support us every month like her. And I think I remember it so much just because it was the first one, you know. But we get so many donations of kindness from just simple $2 and $7 from you, our prayer family, that's just grown and continues to help us make more beautiful prayer for Jesus. God, I'm so grateful, so grateful. I mean, just think about it. This past Lent, we were able to build 3 schools in Africa for hundreds of kids living in poverty. Remember? God, it was so rewarding. Just recently, we collected over $250,000 for Ukraine to help those poor people suffering in that violence. It's unbelievable. Our prayer community, the God Minute, by the grace of God, has created such interest on what we've been given. Anyway, God, it is so touching to me. And that's the interest, the treasure that will bring us great dividends. That's what Jesus is telling us today. Reminding us what this crazy, beautiful gift of life we've been given is all about. The short time that we can make interest for Him on what we've been given. To, as He says, store up treasure and be rich in what matters to God. So friends, let me end here. Sorry for going over. Let me end here. Let's all of us, individually, but together, as a God Minute, every day this week, following in our gospel, let's make some interest for God on our principle. Every day this week, let's do something. Put a smile on someone's face, as that Kentucky woman did for all those at the Piggly Wiggly, as that woman out east and so many of you continue to do for us at the God Minute. Join me in doing one crazy, random act of kindness for someone somewhere every day this week. A smile here, a thank you there, a compliment, maybe a large white chocolate mocha with extra whip to your friend. Just, I was thinking of you and I know you like them. Small stuff. Be creative. Make it fun even. Because as we know, every little bit, every dollar, as small as it might seem in the larger scope, when counted over and over and over again, piles up and can create such great wealth, especially in the eyes of the one who gave it to us. Amen. Amen, brothers. Sisters, thank you for being with me. May God's blessing now fill you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Go in the love of Jesus today, friends. Feel his love, share it, give it away, and we'll see you tomorrow.